Hello, Mustang fans, and welcome to another Ford Performance Edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. I'm John Clore, along with my co-host Mike Gray, and we've got a special episode for you tonight to discuss, are you ready? The 60th anniversary of the Ford Mustang. Mike, it seems everybody started talking about the 60th right after the new year, and the closer we get to April, the more that Mustang people want to know what's going on. Is it just me, or does it seem like things are happening slowly, or at least compared to the buildup for the 50th?
Yeah, I was going to say, the 50th seems like it just ended. We blinked, and here's the 60th already. Man, is time flying by.
God, that tells you you're getting older, ladies and gentlemen. If you feel the same way, that's definitely means you know, your years are creeping up on you. Mike, I just, as you know, spoke about the 60th at the Gilmore Auto Museum up in Hickory Corners, Michigan, just outside of Kalamazoo, and one of the giveaways I gave was the 50th hero card sets, and one guy came up to me and goes, hey, did you know it's the 60th?
They're 10 years old.
Yeah. I said, well, do you understand? I got to give these away before the 60th hits on April 17th. You only got a few days to enjoy them. So as everyone knows out there, the official birth date of the Mustang happens to be the day it was publicly introduced, which was April 17th, 1964, at the New York World's Fair in Flushing Meadows, New York, and announced by both Lee Iacocca and Henry Ford II. And of course, that's the day we around the world that's recognized as Mustang's birthday, even though cars were built before them. Some people actually, like Gale Wise, actually bought one before
April
that,
15th,
before
correct?
It went on sale. That's right. Before it went on sale. So that's why the world looks at April 17th as the 60th anniversary. But Mike, this year is weird because April 17th falls in the middle of the week. So now you're thinking, like, when do we sell? Who wants to celebrate on a Wednesday when you're working the fryer at McDonald's?
Absolutely. And that, you know, it's given people, I've heard both ways already. Some are celebrating on the 20th and some are celebrating on the 13th of April, the Saturday before and the Saturday after to do that. And, you know, the cool thing about that is if you're in an area and you got one club doing it on the 13th and one doing it on the 20th, you can attend both events and get, you know, double your Mustang anniversary pleasure for this year for 2024.
Well, and if you're planning to go to the big MCA event, then you could triple it because they had a deal on getting the Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham, Alabama, the April 6th weekend. So that weekend is the big 60th celebration. And Mike, I know you and I kind of split up. I was down for the 55th at the Mustang Owners Museum with Steve Hall and Gail Halderman. But for the 50th, I did Charlotte, and Mike, you went out. You and Tracy fly to Vegas?
I was with Ken Janis in Vegas.
Now, you just did that for the sports.
That was quite the cool event, for sure. And I'm glad that we were split on there, that we actually got to see both firsthand in person and to compare notes after.
Well, were you able to meet, like, I know you saw Hao Tai-Tang out there. Did Hal Sperlick say hi to you?
Yep,
did you get
Sperlick
to see him?
Was there. Mark Fields was there. Parnelli Jones was out there with us. We did a private party at Shelby American. A lot of cool events that were happening out there, and it was nice to see both. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Mark also at Charlotte, and then he got in a plane and flew to Vegas?
Yeah. So it was. Yeah. You guys had. You were on the West Coast time, and they all came to Charlotte. I remember I came down with Gail Halderman, and I remember being downstairs beneath the grandstands, and one of the Ford PR people came up to me, I can't remember who it was, and said, Clore, you're going to go out there and announce this thing. I said, there are 20,000 people on the stands. And he goes, well, Clore, you never want to shy away. And then Fields was down there, Edsel was down there, Henry
Bill Ford, yeah, right.
Bill Ford was there. You know, and I'm thinking, oh gosh. So thanks for the heads up. So, you know, all I could think of was when Iacocca had announced the car, there was some quote in there with this would be a day to remember, that he said in his speech, because I just had been reading that over before I picked up Gail and we drove down to Charlotte. So I was able to do that. And if you recall, you know, when I walked out and I raised my arms up so everybody would see me down there, there's a little ant on the ground. And when I said hello, Charlotte, and welcome to the Mustang 50th, somebody took a picture of that. And remember Mark Schaller, who's been a guest on, he was putting that on the Ford Club Connect page, that photo. But the 50th, Mike, had a bigger buildup. I think Ford was just ready to launch a new car, and they wanted to use that as the platform for the S550 launch, and the whole company was, a 50 was a big deal. But it seems now that 60th, even though we have S650 as a 2024, it doesn't seem, at least from this buzz we're getting from the enthusiast hobby, that we have the same, I don't know, excitement level. What is going on?
Yeah, definitely. And it was definitely the timing of the launch too. So, you know, you got to remember April of 14, that car was a 15 model year. We're going to 2024, and the 24 models are already out. So yeah. You know, a little different for the timing on the launches there. But yeah, if you were around for the 50th, I just can't believe how quick 10 years has flown by. And you know, Ford definitely like tried to celebrate for the 50th. I think we did a great job for you know, what we could do between Vegas and between Charlotte, and then of course our big bash in Dearborn. And now with the 2024 for 60 years, is, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think a lot of clubs are trying to do their own little special celebration this year, all around the country, at least from the clubs that I've been talking to already. They're asking us, what are you guys doing? You got any suggestions to try to make this one big and better for them?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and that's a great idea. You know, no matter what you plan to do, if you do want to go down to the MCA big event, I know Ford is still in the stages of what exactly we're going to do at the Barber Motorsports Park. You know, that was the location of the 45th, which I was down in Steve Hall's tents, slinging my last Mustang book.
Yeah.
45. Remember, I think it was Dynasty. I was the only person that did a 45th anniversary piece of merchandise, which is that book. I did a reprint of that. But if you go, you know, they've got the track day. They've got at the Barber Motorsports Park, a great track. It's a tri-level. It's a huge place, lots of parking. So if you go and be part of that 60th on the April 6th weekend in Birmingham, don't forget that not far from there, 30 minutes outside of the Mustang 60th celebration in Birmingham, is the Mustang Museum of America down in Odenville, Alabama, about a 25-minute drive from the track. So if you're going to go, make sure you check out that and the Powell family's effort for their museum. But, Mike, what that does is it turns a lot of the eyes to National Mustang Day, founded by the late Steve Hall from the Mustang Owners Museum, and still the original National Mustang Day event is coming up, and Michelle and Ashley are going to put on quite the show. I understand Steve Saleen is going to be the banquet speaker. They have John Colletti. I know Jerry Heasley is going to be there. It's going to be a wonderful Hall of Fame induction, big show at the museum. So that's happening the weekend of the 13th. And also, that's the same weekend that the Halderman Museum down in Tipp City, Ohio, which is just north of Dayton off I-75, they're putting together a big National Mustang Day gathering at the barn down there and bringing in some of the clubs from, say, Dayton, Lima, Columbus, the Cincinnati area. So there's two of those events. But then there's some club, Mike, I don't know if you've heard of them. They're called Moxum.
Yeah, a little bit.
So what are, they're doing something the 30th too. And I see the smoke and mirrors, but can you tip off what's going on in Detroit with
Moxum?
Well,
we're
going
to be in the hometown of Ford Motor Company, which is Dearborn, Michigan. And we got a few things up our sleeve, and it's going to be a big festival of events, if you will, at our new home base, if you will, Gateway Classic Cars in Dearborn. And it's going to be really, really fun. We got a lot of things that we're planning on doing that we've never done before. Last year we had 235 cars at our event, so we're trying to top that this year. You know, we'd like to get closer to 300 if possible, but so it's not any kind of small event by any any figment of your imagination whatsoever. And there's going to be so much to do. And we welcome everybody to come join us if you're in the Dearborn area.
Yeah, so a lot going on April 13th to celebrate Mustang's 60th birthday. Even if you do go to Alabama on the 6th, that gives you the next week and the 13th to hit either Charlotte, Detroit, or Ohio. And then Team Shelby's going to be doing something April 20th and SAC MCR in maybe a visit to World Headquarters and go see the Brody Collection. So they're going to be doing something for the 60th. And then our friend Ken Appel, who's also been on the podcast, tells us that he's going to plan some really big, cool things for the Carlisle Ford Nationals June 1st, because the Mustang turning 60. Let's face it, Mike, Mustangs, they have the biggest footprint at Carlisle.
Absolutely. And man, I can never talk about that show enough. And, you know, this week I've already told two different people about it. And, you know, me with my Bronco background now as well, they're doing a Motor City Bronco Fest here again this year. It's the second one. But of course, they're scheduling really? It the same weekend as the Carlisle All Ford National. Oh, and I no. told them that's the worst weekend you could ever schedule that event, because a ton of Broncos are down there, ton of Mustangs. It's the biggest Ford event around. You guys should not compete about it. You should be bringing all your cars down there to join us.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. But we knowing Ken Appel as we do, there'll certainly be a way to celebrate the 60th, the first weekend in June, down in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which I'm told 60% of the population that lives east of the Mississippi can get there within a day's drive. So, yeah, lots going on there. But, Mike, that just brings up a couple of things that people have been talking about when we talk about the 60th, and that is one of your favorite subjects, reunions, maybe you and Ken Appel together. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's true that the Mustang Memories will be hosting the 50th anniversary of the Mustang II, headed up by our good friend Robert Kennedy out of Iowa, and they're putting together the Mustang II 50th anniversary reunion in Dearborn the weekend of the Woodward Dream Cruise. And of course, the big show, Mike, will be with you and Moxham at the World Headquarters on Sunday, August the 18th. But that just brought up another thing. I heard you just got a call from the original owners group, Kathy Miller, who was at Charlotte. And ladies and gentlemen, these are the people who bought a 1965 Mustang in 1964, and they were the original owners of the car, and they still have the car. Mike, are you going to do something?
Yeah, so we did it one other time with them. God, I don't remember what year it was, but we did have them before, but we're definitely trying to grow that group. And yeah, we're definitely going to celebrate them and feature them at Mustang Memories this year, which, you know, also celebrate the 60 year anniversary. But to have that group is super special, because like you said, from day one, they're the original owners. You know, they got those cars, they kept them their whole lives. And, you know, they just keep having these birthdays year after year. So to see them and to meet those kind of people, it's hard to do that at a lot of places. You don't see them around, especially when they're all gathered in one spot. It's going to be something you want to see and to visit and to talk to those owners for sure.
Well, what a very special group of people. I know when I got in trouble in Charlotte during the 50th by throwing out the agenda they gave me and bringing in Mustang people.
I remember that.
Coletti and I brought in everybody I could find to come in and talk. Kathy Miller and her owners group was one of those groups, and to hear their stories. That if that doesn't tell you the draw of the Ford Mustang after 60 years, then nothing will. When you fall in love with something in 1964 and are still passionate about it 60 years later, you know, some guys they can't even say that about their first girlfriend. Yep.
Absolutely true.
No, anyway, so, yeah. So now, Mike, before we get off this wonderful subject, one of my favorite, I love this, the whole idea of the 60th, is a lot of people have been surfacing the idea of what about this year being at the 60th of Mustang is also the 35th anniversary of the Fox body. But as you just mentioned, there are Fox events. There's Chocolate Fox in Pennsylvania. There's Motor City Fox Fest in Dearborn, and then there's Foxtoberfest. So do you think is that where we celebrate the 35th anniversary?
You know, there's just so many. There's so many anniversaries each and every year. So we try to be selective and see what we can fit in and see what we think would gauge the most interest of people attending. But I mean, you go back, it's the Mach 1 reunion this year, you know, from 1969. So, yeah. You know, there's a lot of them. The Boss, you know, all those are our reunion years this year for that. So, I mean, there's probably at least five or six others that we have penciled in already, but it's, you know, who wants to come out, who wants to celebrate, and who wants to be in attendance. So we don't want to celebrate a reunion and have two cars there, right? So you got to, if you're in a local area, say if you're in, you know, Montana and you're doing your car show event this year, and you know you have more boss owners there, then put together a little boss reunion at your local show for them to come out and be special featured.
Yeah, 55th anniversary of both of you, right.
Oh, and there's more. I mean, God, there's a few different other ones as well that I got them all written down. I think we had seven or eight different reunions that could happen this year, but, you know, we'd like to try to do two or three a year. And we try to, like I said, to try to gauge it in which ones we think would be the most well-attended.
Yeah, and I think for all you Fox Body fans out there, with those big shows, Chocolate Fox, Motor City, Foxtoberfest, and the Fox has its place, and it's got three big shows. So you don't have to try to feel like you are just an also-ran as a reunion at a 60th anniversary show. As like Mike says, most of the clubs now are going to dedicate their annual show to the 60th. The last one, Mike, and some people have brought this up, is and even some of the guys here at Ford, what about the 30th anniversary of the SN95? That's a car that, to this point, really hasn't been celebrated, although you and I have talked about this. They got sort of incorporated in a Motor City Fox Fest. Do you think there's enough SN95, enough young people who have those cars, and they haven't been served by the old American Muscle show since the pandemic, that maybe this might be the year for an SN95 30th during Mustang?
Yeah, you know,
60.
I really do. And the reason being is because the Fox bodies, you remember for many, many years, that was the most affordable startup. If you wanted to get into the Mustang hobby, it was the Fox body. And all the aftermarket parts were affordable, and the cars were affordable. And now Foxes are going through the roof. So the SN95 is now the new entry level for the younger generation to come in and get involved with the Mustang community and hobby. And I definitely think it is. And I think it would be very well attended. So that's something we're looking to for our local show at Mustang Memories. And, you know, I definitely recommend it for other clubs around the country as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So for those of you listening, maybe you get in touch with your local club board of directors, or if you're on the local club, surface it at your membership meeting. You should, every club, every Facebook page should do something this year, whether it's April 17th or November 17th, doesn't matter. Let's celebrate not only the 60th anniversary of the Mustang, but some of these other anniversaries of this wonderful car that we really, I mean, it makes the whole world go round, especially here on the Mustang Owners Podcast. Mike Ray, as usual, lots of great ideas, and I think there's going to be more. We'll be sure to surface them as we get closer to the big summer dates, and I can't wait to get my car out of the garage.
It's coming soon. Going to be here quicker than you know it.
I hope you're right. Well, thanks again, Mike, and that's a wrap for this edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. So don't forget to check out the enthusiast section of FordPerformance.com this week because, well, everyone has a Mustang story. And if you haven't already done so, get your Mustang Club or Facebook group registered on FordPerformanceClubConnect.com and all of your Mustangs registered on FordSpecialVehicleRegistry.com. You can also find out what Mike's Mega Club is up to by visiting Moxum.com. And as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions that you email to us at clubhub@ford.com. So until next time, we'll be looking to catch you down the road.